This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Inspiring Engineering, supported by the Royal Academy of Engineering.
Hello. Nice of you to drop by. You caught me just as I were tinkering with one of my inventions. It's a new kind of coat which gets thicker or thinner depending on the weather. Particularly useful when it turns cold. Oh, the only problem is I was wearing it the other day in the freezer aisle at the supermarket. I opened a door to get some raspberry ripple ice cream, and my coat expanded so much I got stuck. Oh, I only just managed to squeeze out of there. Anyway, lately I've been out on the road meeting some brilliant young engineers. I recently went to visit a company called Kinetic, who are involved in all sorts of engineering for aerospace, defence and security. Oh, let's meet one of them.
So I'm an engineer for a company called Kinetic, and I work on battleships and submarines and other cool stuff like that.
Are there any famous engineers who inspired you to get into your line of work?
Yep, I've gone with the engineer Frank Whittle. He developed the jet engine, which is quite important for all of our aeroplanes at the moment, which is really good.
Well, jet engines, eh? I think we better look into this. Fast! This calls for my latest invention, the Universal Inspiromatic. Inspiro for short. Ask it anything you like, and in the blink of an eye, it will give you all the inspiring information you need.
Initializing search. W-H-I-T-T-L-E. Frank Whittle. Loading report.
Frank Whittle was a British Royal Air Force officer who developed the turbojet engine. Before and during the Second World War, he worked on making aeroplanes fly using jet propulsion. His work laid the foundations for the jets which take people all over the world to this day.
Fascinating! And how exactly did Frank Whittle develop his turbojet?
In the early days of flying, all aeroplanes used propellers to make them move. As a young pilot, Whittle began to think about how to improve the way planes fly. He hit upon the idea of using compressed air and gas to generate propulsion.
Okay, I remember how jet engines work now. I took one apart when my plane was delayed on holiday. Oh, the pilot wasn't very pleased. Anyway, in a jet engine, air is sucked in at the front. The blades then compress the air to increase the pressure. The compressed air is then sprayed with fuel, and a spark sends burning gas out of the back of the engine, propelling the plane forward.
That's right. And what was brilliant about Frank Whittle was that once he had got his idea working, he shared the design with others, such as the Americans, who were allied to the British in the war. This spirit of cooperation sped up the development of jets, and in many ways helped shape air travel today.
Aye, you know what they say, two heads are better than one. And speaking of which, it's time to head off. Cheerio.
Inspiring Engineering, with support from the Royal Academy of Engineering. Find out more about engineering, plus see some cool video demonstrations from young engineers at funkidslive.com/engineering.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.